What about him?
Oh my god, Lucy. You so have a type.
I certainly do not.
You're right, Mary Lou, she does. They all look like Wuthering Heights rejects.
Yeah. Skinny, with circles under their eyes, and teeth that look worse than some dead guys I know. Your taste in men hasn't changed since you died in 1892.
As if either of you are any different.
What's that supposed to mean?
Mary Lou tries to pretend otherwise, but we all know that she wants to marry a big, dumb, American football player, and then be his good, submissive little housewife. Even I have come to appreciate the increased freedom of women in the modern age.
Hey!
And Sydney loves gentlemen of ill repute. Perhaps a bit too much.
Yeah, well, I like a bit of danger in my life. Or death. What's wrong with being into bad boys?
Nothing. Except your last boyfriend who turned out to be a serial killer.
Maybe he just loved me too much.
The 22 stab wounds tell a different story, my dear.
I swear to God, if both of you weren't my best friends... Hey, who's that? Is he new?
I haven't seen him before. He's hot.
I concur. I think we found our entertainment for the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. He has what I need.
Shh. He's coming over. We don't want to scare him. Hey, sweetie. You come here often?
I bet he does. He knows what kind of place this is.
I believe the colloquial term is meat market. As disgusting as the implications are.
This is your first time here? Really?
Huh. Guess I was wrong. Look at his eyes. I bet you've never seen this many of us in one place, have you, champ? Especially not girls.
Mostly you see guys out on the street. And if they're gonna leave the preservation centers, they have to be muscled. Not us, though. We don't, have needs quite as severe as that.
Even in death, women are, as they always have been, the fairer and gentler sex.
Whatever you say, princess. We all try to stay out of the limelight.
The three of us stick together. It's safer for us. We all work together in the morgue. They don't pay well. But on the other hand, they don't care that we're dead.
And they provide us with a safe place to stay. They know how we get treated on the street.
A certain kind of man seems to both despise and desire us in equal measure. They can be quite dangerous, as many do not consider killing us to be murder.
But you're not like that, are you, Stud? You came here of your own will, and you've been very polite, if a bit shy.
Shy is okay. Good, even. My gut tells me that you've been curious about what it's like to be with a dead girl. Am I right?
I thought so. You seem to be intrigued by our unique beauty.
We're pretty special, to be honest. I'm not being stuck up, I swear. We just... Well, we're different from those other girls. The living ones, I mean. They don't know how good they have it. We do.
Yes. We can be much more attentive and grateful. Do you know the kind of things our kind will do to be in a permanent relationship with a living man? Granted, it is looked down upon in society to keep us as a mistress.
Because society is full of hypocrites.
We're still people, you know. We still have needs. Hunger is just the one you breathers all know about.
Yeah, it's only the men who are mindless eating machines. Sure. Some of us ladies lose our shit from time to time, but can you blame us? We're horny all the fucking time, and you people won't even so much as look at us. Gah.
I, for one, am not enamored of the idea of engaging in extramarital romantic encounters, but I find myself driven to do so. Do you know how offensive this is? I was a woman of character, of means. The Westenra family does not degrade itself by...
By what, princess? Oh, I see. You finally caught his scent, haven't you? You're just as cock-starved as the rest of us. Don't pretend you're better than us.
I cannot say otherwise. I need your cock and your seed, and I will have it.
We all will. Right, champ? You've got 3 women who need you. You wouldn't send us away, would you? Sure, we're a little worse for wear, but we've still got what men want. And we don't smell at all.
Right. The rotten and maggot thing is just bullshit breather propaganda. Our wounds don't heal. Big deal. Like you'll even care about a few cuts around my ribs when you get your hands on my tits. I swear to God, living men only want one thing.
And it's fucking disgusting. Really? Now isn't the time for this. We're entertaining a gentleman caller.
Hey, guys, don't fight. Our new friend is gonna get the wrong idea. We're friends, really.
Yes, we are. We have our disagreements, but...
we take care of each other. So, how about you? Do you want to take care of us?
Yep, it's your lucky day. There are rooms upstairs. Dirt cheap, but that doesn't matter, because we've already paid for it.
Yes, they're discreet here. No cameras or other evidence.
They want you to come back, you see. We do too.
Yeah, I think I speak for all of us when I say that we're ready to settle down. Or at least have a steady boyfriend.
Here, here.
Damn right.
So, do you want to go upstairs with us? What a treat. You can always leave if you change your mind. And let's be honest, you've been eye-fucking us pretty hard since you've shown up.
All right. Follow me. You won't regret it, I swear.
Rather lovely up here. Fine lighting, clean sheets.
And a bed big enough for all 3 of us.
So, you still look a little nervous.
Would it help if we disrobed?
In my experience, naked girls always help men make up their minds. Do you like what you see, Stud? I mean, yeah. The bruising can take a little getting used to, but it doesn't hurt. Car accident. Don't worry, I've had all the bones reset. I'll feel good when you're inside me. Promise.
Yes. I wear a high collar for a reason. You can see the, bite marks and the rather large cavity in my chest where that barbarian inserted the iron rod.
And all these little marks are stab wounds. My ex's last gift to me, so to speak. He did a better job of this than he ever did fucking me. He's so typical. So fucking typical of all men, actually. Living or dead.
Yes, Sydney, we all know how you feel. But really, you were the one who pushed us to come here. What does that make you exactly?
Shut up. I know I'm fucking disgusting, but... I won't be some passive little bitch to fate. None of us will. Look, I'm sorry, but you came up here with us. That means you're committed, right? To being with us? I cannot handle another...
rejection. It's okay, Sydney. We all feel the same way. We need to be... what's the word?
Accepted. Cared for, treated as though we were human, which we are, mostly. We need that. We need you to lie with us because we long for intimacy and for other things.
You can't possibly understand what it feels like. Male zombies feel this incredible, uncontrollable anger, but the drugs and the muzzle helps. For us, it's different.
We get horny, just like breather girls. But it's so much fucking worse.
It is an ache, a need to be filled that is indescribable. If we fail to find a partner, we can go mad from it.
It's been so long for us. We've been cooped up at work, and we're really tired of letting awful people fuck us. So that's where you come in.
You get all three of us, Stead. Lucky you.
And we are much more accommodating than mortal women.
She means to say we come much more easily. Especially when someone we're attracted to is fucking us.
And all of us think you're cute. So really, just relax.
Enough foreplay. Lie on your back, and we'll take care of everything.
Look at Lucy taking control.
Just stay there. You don't need to move. I just need your... Oh my. Your manhood looks delicious. Don't worry. I won't do more than taste.
Oh, look. Lucy's making him very happy. I guess being from the 19th century means you have a lot of experience.
Oh, fuck this. I can't just watch. I need to come. I'm riding a space if you're not.
Be my guest. I'm waiting for that cock.
You don't mind, do you? If I just straddle that handsome face and... Oh, oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Wow, that's a hell of a reaction.
His tongue. He knows how. Oh, God, to use it.
Yeah? Are you happy? I bet you are, you fucking bastard.
Sydney, be kind. He is doing us a favor.
I know, I just... God damn it, I need to fuck. Now.
Well, don't let me stop you. His cock is hard and ready for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Don't move. Don't you dare move. Oh my fucking God. You feel so good. I'm gonna make you feel good too. Fuck. My ex never let me ride. So weird. But you're into it, aren't you? My tits. Everyone stares at them. But you get to touch them. Good boy.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. His mouth feels so good.
Yeah? You like this, don't you? Oh, one girl on your thick cock.
And another on your gorgeous face.
God, this is so hot. You feel so hot. Warm. I bet your cum will be
amazing.
Hurry up, children. I need to be mounted.
Don't interrupt us. You'll get your chance.
When we're done.
Fuck.
I know. I'm close.
Well, that was impressively loud. Well done.
Yeah. And he hasn't even come yet.
Good boy. Good, beautiful, living, warm boy.
I hope you still have in some energy, love, because I need to be taken.
Oh God, she really does.
She gets so bitchy when she doesn't get laid.
Do it now. You tasted so good. I need to feel you inside me. Am I not pleasing when I'm on my hands and knees, waiting to be taken like a common...
Wow. I mean, wow. Look at him go.
Yeah, he really knows how to use that fucking thing, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Oh, I haven't felt like this in decades. Longer.
Do it. Give it to her, stud.
Yeah. Fuck her. But don't come in her. Not the first time, anyway.
Right. We always share the cum.
He's slamming into her so hard.
I can't take it anymore.
It's time, lover. It's time to give it to us.
You're cum. We need it. Come on us. We're on our knees begging you for it.
Yes, please. Please do it.
Come. Give it to us. We need it.
Come all over us. Look how ready we are for it.
Yes. Please, please come on us.
Oh, fuck. That was amazing. And your cum is... so fucking delicious.
I know, right? I've never tasted better. Oh, God. I feel so... so...
sated. Relaxed. And well fucked.
Look at Lucy getting all vulgar.
You must be rubbing off on her. Speaking of rubbing off, how are you doing, stud? You made all of us come before you did, which is pretty fucking impressive.
And quite well-mannered.
Yeah. My ex never got me off like that. He'd always come first and... oh, sorry. Now isn't the time. I'm grateful.
We all are, stud.
So, you look pleased with yourself. Do you have an enjoyment of three women at your beck and call ready to do anything for you?
Anything at all. Just think about it. All of us living with you, cooking, cleaning... sucking that gorgeous cock.
Hey, girls, don't rush him. Give him some time. We've got this room all night, after all. Let us convince you.
We're basically women. We don't cannibalize. In fact, we just eat a little raw beef and we'll be full for days.
Doesn't that sound nice? Three hot girls for a little meat. And your meat, of course.
And don't forget, you needn't be gentle with us.
You can choke us or hurt us any way you like. It's kind of hot, to be honest.
So, stud, what do you say?
Are you ready for a long-term commitment?
Or do you need more convincing?